For Women's History Month, we thought we would throw it back to the Female Founders Forum, and today we are highlighting Elizabeth Cutler, the co-founder of SoulCycle, one of the most recognizable brands of the past two decades. So this is Building SoulCycle, Community, Chaos, and the Founders Well with Elizabeth Cutler. The conversation offered a candid look at what actually it felt like to build a company while raising young children, navigating partnerships, and trying to create something entirely new in the fitness industry. Her message was simple. Building a company is exhilarating, chaotic, and deeply human. The industry was broken. When Cutler and her co-founder Julie Rice began thinking about SoulCycle in the mid-2000s, the fitness industry looked very different. Most people went to large, big box gyms, and the model was straightforward. Sign people up for a membership and hope they didn't show up often. Classes were hard to access, technology was clunky, and the overall experience was incredibly impersonal. The founders saw an opportunity to rethink the model around something different: hospitality and experience. Their approach centered on three principles. One, hospitality first. Treat riders like guests, not gym members. Two, technology that respects people's time. Allow riders to easily book a bike ahead of time instead of just waiting in line. And three, invest heavily in instructors. The teachers weren't just leading workouts, they were creating an experience that kept people coming back. The result was that a class felt less like a workout and more like a shared emotional release. As Cutler described it, SoulCycle riders would walk out feeling like they had experienced something profound in just 45 minutes. They wanted to build an experience that scales. SoulCycle's real product wasn't stationary bikes, it was community. Every studio aimed to deliver the same emotional experience regardless of the location. And that meant investing deeply in instructor training and culture. Instructors weren't simply hired for fitness credentials. They were chosen based on their ability to hold the energy of a room and create a shared moment amongst dozens of strangers. The founders believed that if the experience was powerful enough, growth would follow naturally. And it did. People would leave class and tell their friends, and those friends brought their friends, and growth followed. The community expanded outward from the studio. Scaling lightning in a bottle. One of the hardest challenges was scaling something so dependent on human energy. A friend once warned Cutler that expanding the concept would be impossible. You can't just bottle lightning and replicate it across cities. But the founders approached the problem deliberately. They spent weeks training personally instructors in new markets, ensuring the experience stayed consistent. In some cases, they even relocated temporarily to oversee the process. The goal was simple: protect the core experience while the company grew. The founders well. Cutler also spoke candidly about the emotional toll of building a company. During SoulCycle's early growth, she was raising a one-year-old and a three-year-old while running a startup. At times, everything seemed to break at once. A child's birthday party may be scheduled the same day that a crisis occurred at the company. Her way of managing the pressure came down to one idea: maintaining your well. Founders need a personal system for refilling their energy when the demands of the business are constant. For Cutler, that meant therapy, coaching, and learning how to organize her life so there was room for her to breathe. She and Rice hired a business coach early in the company's life. The two founders had very different personalities, and the coach helped them build the structure needed to work together effectively, and they had one very early on. For Cutler, it was making the well deep enough to handle the demands of the job. She had to fill her cup and take care of herself before she did anyone else's. The emotional reality of entrepreneurship. Throughout the conversation, Cutler returned to the emotional rhythm of startup life. The highs are exhilarating, the lows are brutal, and sometimes they happen in the same day. As she joked, entrepreneurship often feels like this: some days you eat the dog, and some days the dog eats you. But for founders willing to endure the chaos, the payoff is the chance to build something that genuinely changes people's lives. And in SoulCycle's case, that meant creating a room full of strangers who for 45 minutes felt like a community, like a family. So tune in to our next Female Founders Lunch on April 10th. Make sure to RSVP ASAP.